Today's message is entitled, Heir of the Wicked. The edification of biblical and other references can be found in the print edition of this message. Heir of the Wicked is in walking away from the truth in the irregular course of action as a deviation from justice or right. We're witnessing a mass buildup of ungodliness through venues that were originally created for the good of mankind, but have been overtaken by the ungodly to promote wickedness, as in the pre-flood days of Noah, Sodom and Gomorrah, and Babylon, the hold of every foul spirit. It was noted that an error is the most dangerous in proportion to the degree of truth which it contains. There is an effort on behalf of the wicked to promote ungodly venues in an innocent fashion to promote acceptability with a degree of truth to accomplish their goal of deception. Apostle Peter gave warning. Beware lest you, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Acceptance of the error of the wicked is when one is influenced to walk away from the Word of God, as in the case of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Scripture reveals, when the woman or Eve saw the tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband, Adam, with her, and he did eat. This failure to heed God's word that forbid Adam to partake of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and through the deception of the serpent, tool of Satan, and Eve, acceptance was given. The error of the wicked is very much in evidence, as we see promotional tools being utilized to enhance acceptance. There is such an influence rising from socialism to Marxism, cousins to communism, critical race theory, the Great Reset Plan instituted by the World Economic Forum, diversity, equity, and inclusion, to name but a few, that would upset the normative life. Including the spinoff of Heir of the Wicked is a drive to maintain legalized abortion, homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and transgenderism. Promotional tools include discredit family as the institution, control the schools to use as tools for promoting ungodly agenda, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them violation of free speech and free press, break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography in books, magazines, motion pictures, and TV. Infiltrate the press. Gain control of key positions in government, radio, TV, and motion pictures. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Heir of the wicked is called out by Apostle Peter. They walk after according to the flesh and the lust of uncleanness. Presumptuous are they and self-willed. Speak evil of the things they understand not. Spots they are in blemishes, sporting themselves their own deceiving while they feast with you. They have forsaken the right way and are gone astray. They speak great swelling words of vanity or emptiness, the allure for the lust of the flesh. While they promise liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. When one becomes aware of the error of the wicked being set forth, they can readily identify the traits that Peter spoke of. It was noted that ignorance of God's word and failure to obey his teachings are among the main reasons people's minds are falling into error. We're witnessing lessening of standards, biblically based, privileged adhered to, and the church in many cases let down its guard toward warding off worldliness, allowing it to fester and grow. It is noted the church used to set the standard for the world. Now the world is setting the standard for the church. Noah H. Mack, in a sermon titled Little Foxes, noted, this writer, with much interest in prayer, observed the moments and efforts of the church for more than 35 years, and all this while was developing a great power to work, but almost as fast as she grows in efficiency for labor, she drifts into worldliness in one way or another, and all because of fostered pride and love of pleasure. Those who have been responsible for the housekeeper in the church has not been watchful enough and let the little foxes creep into the vineyard. Now they are so numerous and big, cannot be driven out by ordinary methods of teaching and preaching and warning, but they well nigh have possession of the vineyard. Scripture reveals the way of the wicked is darkness. They know not at what they stumble. The error of the wicked is that they themselves are convinced they are correct in what they are promoting. The former godly nation is no longer under the protective hand of God. It is because they have walked away from obedience to His word, allowing the error of the wicked to be planted rather than rooted out. If an individual is firmly implanted in the word of God, they will readily identify the error of the wicked being promulgated and endorsed. There is an onrush of ungodly activity being pursued towards being acceptable and desirable rather than condemned for what it is. Apostle Paul identified such as being past feeling, giving oneself over to lasciviousness or immorality, to work all uncleanness and greediness or desirable. Apostle Paul wrote, "If our gospel be hid, is hid to them who are lost or perishing, in whom the God of this world is Satan, has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." It was noted they were so controlled by Satan that he effectively shields them from the light of the gospel of Christ. We are seeing promotion of worldly elements within the church, entertainment and appetizing traits that would hinder the advancement of a godly culture and fail you to live in obedience to the word of God. Apostle Peter noted, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour." Peter encouraged the believer to resist steadfast in the faith rather than heed the beckoning of the enemy of one's soul through deceptive charm that would sway one from a firm foundation in God's word. Error of the wicked is towards deception, embracement, and control. We're witnessing destructive measures being instituted with attempt to withdraw the believer from the firm foundation initially received upon the day of salvation. Acceptance is upon seeing others embracing an agenda that does not promote a godly stance, making it appear as acceptable, though God's word proclaims otherwise. Compromise is another tool of the error of the wicked who no longer uphold the surety of God's word. We are witnessing a world of compromise, even within the church, that expounds on compromise and acceptability. Identity of the church used to be more easily identifiable than now to make way towards that acceptance. The church used to adhere to the biblical principles of sanctification, being set apart unto God, righteousness, doing what is right in the sight of God, and holiness, by which no man shall see the Lord. Apostle Paul wrote, "Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, renewing of your mind, that you may prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God." It was noted that to be not conformed is to resist being poured in the mold of present-day thinking, value systems, and conduct of this world. The believer should evaluate every decision based on the Word of God, knowing that obedience brings God's blessings. Paul stated, "Abhor that which is evil or error of the wicked, cleave or cling to that which is good," which would be more difficult as the church allows the infiltration of the world to be manifested. Apostle Paul knows the manner in which one should address the error of the wicked. In meekness, instructing those who oppose themselves, if God peradventure give them repentance to acknowledgement of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him to do his will. The believer must stand for the truth of God's word in a godly manner, allowing God to bring conviction if failure to do so becomes evident. We're on a pathway in which many in these latter days will allowed to be caught up in a trap of deception. Towards departure from God's unadulterated or pure word to pursue worldly pleasures rather than godly instruction. It will take God's word and his spirit to break the yoke of bondage. A prophecy given at a camp meeting reveals how many will get caught up in the error of the wicked. In the last days shall come seducing spirits that shall turn many of my anointed ones away. Many shall fall for divers lusting because of sin abounding. But if you seek me diligently, I will put my spirit within you. When one shall turn to the right hand or to the left, you shall not turn with them, but keep your eyes wholly on the Lord. After I visited my people, the Ohandobokitakandaya, the way shall be more and more narrow, and fewer shall walk therein. Be not deceived. The ways of righteousness are my ways. For those who perform miracles and speak not righteousness are not of me. Jesus described the characteristics of the time leading to the end of the age. There will be religious deception, political unrest, natural disasters, wars, and persecution of believers in him. In the face of all these happenings, Jesus encouraged his disciples to persevere in faithfulness. The error of the wicked was identified by Apostle Paul. In the last days come perilous times. Men should be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent or without self-control, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady or reckless, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. A form of godliness is mere religion without power and spiritual life. We're witnessing this today, with such not of being of God, but of the flesh. The error of the wicked is revealed to Timothy, a young evangelist by Apostle Paul, which we're witnessing today. He was instructed, preach the word, be instant, ready, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, of all long-suffering and doctrine. The time will come when they not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers, and shall turn away from their ears the hearing from the truth, and shall be turned to fables, that which is fictitious. But watch you in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of evangelists, make full proof of your ministry. It was noted that preaching is a God-ordained means to prevent defection from the truth. Teachers who appear to itching ears tell people what they want to hear, not what they need to hear. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Error of the wicked will be erased when the word of God is applied. Freedom is knowing the Lord is one's Lord and Savior. Scripture reveals, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, the Lord Jesus Christ, should not perish but have everlasting life. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he's not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Apostle John wrote, he that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides and remains on him. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross of Calvary cleanses from all sin. Jesus extended an invitation. I stand at the door and knock. Door of one's heart. If any man hear my voice, open the door, and only you can. I will come into him and will supper, dine with him, and he with me. May the Lord bless and keep you this day, is my prayer.